You're listening to the Ultrasounds Show with eLove, WMNF 88.5 FM Tampa. And we have special guest live, Don Miguel Ruiz, worldwide best-selling author of several books, including The Four Agreements and The Mastery of Love. Don Miguel was born into a family of healers and raised in rural Mexico by a healer mother and shaman grandfather. The family anticipated that Don Miguel would embrace their centuries-old legacy of healing and teaching as a Nagual and carry forward the esoteric Toltec knowledge. Distracted by modern life, Don Miguel chose to attend medical school and then later teach and practice as a surgeon. He began teaching in the United States with his mother Sarita and taught small groups of people. Over time, his students grew in numbers and his mythologies and guidance grew with them. He started appearing in lectures all around the United States and began to share the wisdom that resulted in the creation of the Four Agreements. When he witnessed his various students struggling to quiet their minds, Don Miguel created a series of specific practical tools that, when used by anybody, can result in the consistent and long-term personal transformation. These tools that are shared by Don Miguel are based on common sense and shared with such simplicity, carrying a universal message. He's here in Tampa to present a workshop at SOAR, a weekend of personal freedom at the First Unity in St. Pete. Welcome to Tampa and welcome to the Ultrasounds Show.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here in your show, and thank you to everybody who's listening to us.
Likewise. Thank you. Yes. So you're here for a wonderful weekend of many, many lectures and blessings, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But I wanted to go into your inspiration for the book, The Four Agreements.
Well, you know, this has been long time ago. These Four Agreements exist long before the publication. I've been teaching Four Agreements with my apprentices for maybe 25 years or something like that. In just the way that I learned from my mother, that was my main teacher also. And it's nothing but a common sense. And, you know, it's something that everybody knows. It's very easy to understand, even that looks so difficult to put it in practice. Mm. And has nothing to do really with religion or any kind of philosophy, neither to whatever language we speak, because it can, for something that I call the human integrity, that comes from the program of every single human that exists in the world, in this planet, then that's why it's not important what language they speak. There's something that they just know. And they perhaps know even before they learn to speak, because it's what I call just common sense, something that very few people keep in this time, because it's been so distorted from all the time of education, all the agreements that we made with everybody around and mainly with ourselves. Mm. Then Four Agreements is just a reminder of what we really are, and it's a guide to take us to our authenticity, to be what we really are. Then just this book of Four Agreements is a great example of what I call the impeccability of the world, which is the very first agreement. Because if you read that book, you will see that it's very short, easy to understand, and anybody, even the people who have a lot of time in universities, to some people that hardly know how to read, they tell them exactly where they are, that they can start from that moment. Then it's just common sense.
So it's a good starting point, and each of us have this within us. We're born with this integrity.
Yes, we can say that that book begins in the moment that you read it, that you have that awareness. This is the point of the beginning. Whatever is your age, it doesn't matter.
So it crosses all the boundaries that we know. It crosses language, it crosses countries, it crosses cultures.
Yes, it comes directly, we can say, from the human program. Mm. For what we really are, even if we don't know exactly what we are.
Do you think that now in this day and age, say in the last few years, that there's different issues going on with people as opposed to when you wrote that book?
Okay, well, everything is changing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we can say that this book is universal. It's nothing to do with time and space. If that book was written 2,000-3,000 years ago, have the same value that if it's written right now. Which means it's the human, the one who is living in that kind of dreams that they have at that moment. But the principles are exactly the same for any time, any sex, any religion, any philosophy, really. It's just what it is. We can say it's an exact copy of the truth, but put it in words. Because we humans, we all are artists. By the way, the word artist means, Toltec is the same meaning. Toltec means artist. We all are artists. And in the creation of our art, we use the word. The word is so important that you can see, for example, in the Bible, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God, everything was created by the word. Well, we use the word in order to create our own story. What we believe we are, what we believe about everything that we perceive. Then we use the word to create a whole reality made by what we believe for what we say. And by using the word, it's like using just a pen and make a draw and do it with lines and colors, etc. But we use with words. You know, like, for example, about your own life, you can describe everything that you believe you are with words. You can describe everything that you perceive with words. And whoever understands those symbols will understand what you mean. But of course, in order to understand those symbols, we need to learn the symbols. And those symbols is nothing but A, B, C, the whole alphabet, whatever other kind of symbols that we understand, like music, sounds, etc. Then everything that we understand is only true because we agree with the symbols. Then for all of us who speak English, let's say, we can say that a glass is only true for whoever understands English, but it's not true for whoever was born in Japan and grew up in Japan or in China or in Germany or in any other place in the world where they speak a different language. Because in that places, there was millions of people, perhaps, that they agree and create that language that they can understand very well. Then for whatever they say, a glass is in that language, everybody will understand what is a glass. But this is just a copy of a truth made by words, made by symbols. We can say it's a relative truth. And it's a relative truth because we can see it, we can hear it, we can understand it. But it's just a copy of what is the real truth. Because the real truth exists long before creation of humanity and will exist much longer than the extinction of humanity. Because only the truth exists. Well, in the real conflict that exists in the human mind, not only in the human mind, is not really between good and evil. Because good and evil is just the result of the real conflict that exists in the human mind. the real conflict that exists in the human mind is between the truth and lies. And when we use a language, the truth that we are talking about is that relative truth. Because the real truth, there is no way that we can say it, because that exists long before the creation of any language. That's why, unless in the Jewish tradition, they say that nobody can name the name of God. Because that exists long before humanity. Then whatever we say that God is just words. Is, for example, now if you ask me what I am, I can give you so many answers according of what I believe, according the symbols that I create. I can tell you, look at, I am a human, I'm male, I'm a medical doctor, I'm an author, I'm energy, I'm spirit, I'm light. I can give you any explanation, but none of those is true. Because the truth is that I don't know what I am. I have no idea what I am. The only thing that I know is that I am, because I'm here right now. I am alive. And you can feel me, not just see me. Then, if you can touch me, this is truth.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you say about what is happening, it's just words, and they are made by whatever you believe, and it's just an agreement that you have with everybody who teaches you to speak English, and this is an agreement with yourself that you can understand, but it's not exactly truth.
Mm.
Then the impeccability of the word, you can see, go much more deep than what people believe, because we can say it's the tool that we use in order to recreate a reality that is virtual and only exists in our mind, and it's only truth for us, but for nobody else. And it's the same for every single human who lives in this beautiful planet. Then you can see the impeccability of the word becomes the most important of the agreements if we give importance to all those agreements.
Well, it seems there's also freedom with that, because you then not bound by anything that's not truthful.
Yes, you can see, for example, for what you just said, that 2,000 years ago, supposedly, it lived a human that I consider the biggest hero, the biggest master. Even that I really didn't know him, I just know what people say about him. But this great master, that his name is Jesus the Christ, he told to his disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Mm.
Well, free of what? Well, free of all those lies.
Mm.
Free of everything that we believe, that all the agreements that we create in order to limit ourselves. And that's what is the freedom, really.
My mind went to people in jail.
Mm-hmm. What about people in a marriage?
Or marriage.
Are they free? People who have children, are they free? People who create their own limitations, their own fears.
Mm-hmm.
Are they free?
No.
And it's not just people in jail. There's people in jail who are more free than people who are not in jail.
Absolutely, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That once they overcome that, and maybe some of the reason why they got into jail was because they believed the lies that someone told them about what they should be. And they became mm-hmm. a certain kind of person.
Yes, Lass, if you just hear what I say a little before, that the real conflict in the human mind is between truth and lies.
It's not good or bad.
And the result of that, the consequence of that, is what we know as good and evil. Then we can have the conclusion that if you believe in lies, the result is evil. If you believe in truth, the result is goodness. And we can see that in society all around the world. Because all the violence that exists, all the injustice that exists, war, etc., etc., is because humans believe in those lies. Mm-hmm. And first they believe in those lies, then they create superstitions, they become fanaticism, and they can even go against themselves, what they do most of the time, just because what they believe. And we can say that from everything that we believe, all the beliefs that we have in our mind, at least the 85% of our beliefs are not true, are just lies. But we believe it, and that's what really rules our life, is what makes all the decisions that we make in life. That's the reason why I tell my middle son, Don Jose, which is who took my place, when he asked me to come back and start sharing again what I teach him, I said, well, I will come back, but let's refocus our intention to what we want to do. Then I came with that, telling I will ask to everybody for a big favor. To everybody who is listening to me. And the favor is, please help me to change the world. When I say that, I don't refer to the planet Earth, which is perfect. What I'm referring is to the human mind, to the mind who lives in each one of us. Then when I say, please help me to change the world, is not because I will change their world. No. They are the only ones who can change their world, which means their mind, the story that they create, what they believe. And in order to change their world, the only way to change the world is by changing themselves, not to change anybody around them.
People get intimidated by that sometimes, don't they? They'd rather change somebody else than change themselves.
Well, that's what they try all the time.
Yes, and they go into blame. Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is that they don't have the awareness that everything that they believe is just a story. Just like a movie. A movie where they are the producer, the director, and the main actress or actor. And everybody else is nothing but a secondary actor. Then everything is around the main actor, or the main actress, is the center of the whole movie. And the movie is about the person who is creating that story. Then if they want to change all the secondary characters of that movie, they will fail. The only way to change the movie, if they don't like it, is by changing the main character. Like if you change the main character of your story, just like magic, all the secondary characters start changing right away. Please help me to change the world. I mean, please help me to change the main character of your story. Not because your story is not perfect, because it is perfect. Because only perfection exists. This is the biggest lie that exists right now in humanity. That lie is when they say that nobody is perfect. Mm. It's the biggest lie. How can all the universes are perfect, but humans? If you believe in God, how can you believe that God created everything in perfection but humans? And they put the humans in the top of creation. Just to say that is a big insult to God, if we believe in God. because to put the only thing that is not perfect in the top of the creation is just pure stupidity. And I don't think that God is stupid. No. We are the ones. But even our own stupidity is perfect. We just don't have that awareness. Then we are the ones who create all the drama in our life, nobody else. Then when we discover that and we take that responsibility, we can change our world. Just imagine that from the 6 billion people who live in this beautiful planet, everybody becomes responsible for their own creation. Then everything changes. And I repeat that. I ask you, to you and to everybody who's listening what I'm saying right now, that please help me to change the world. And once again, it's not the planet. It's the world that they create in their own mind. And nobody can change it but by them, the one who created. But we can share the tools. And that's exactly what I've been doing for a long time. A big example is that book of the Four Agreements. There's nothing but tools. The tools can help anybody to change their own world. And it's a book that is being translated in more than 36 different languages. Also, my other four books, all the books have been translated in more than 36 different languages. Which means that becomes universal. And that keeps growing. It's not the kind of book that go to top and come back to zero. No, these books get to the top and stay there. And even keep growing and growing and growing. It's already 12 years since I write the Four Agreements. And it's still one of the best sellers right now. It's been in the New York Times all this time. Then it's a book that becomes already a classic.
Is there a follow-up to the Four Agreements?
Yes, thank you for asking this. You know, my son Don Jose, when he started teaching, he recreates something that I started doing maybe 10, 11, or 12 years ago. Something that I used to call angel training. And I only gave a 2 or 3 classes and I stopped because at that time nobody really understood what I was doing. Well, times changed. Then my son Don Jose started teaching angel training. And the main question is, what kind of angel you are? Well, by the way, yes, I believe in angels. But it's nothing about religion. The word angel means messenger. That's what angel means, a messenger. Then angel training is a training for a messenger. And in this beautiful planet exists 6 billion of messengers. Because I don't know if you notice or not, but everybody have a message to say and everybody's always receiving messages. Then everybody's a messenger. But the question is, what kind of messenger you are? Are you a messenger of truth? Or are you a messenger of lies? Then angel training is based in that beautiful question, what kind of messenger you are. Anyway, at the time when I was teaching the Four Agreements, there was an agreement that I decided not to publish.
Why?
Because nobody was really ready for this agreement. Because we can see all the mystery traditions or the hermetic tradition. Hermes is the messenger of the gods. Hermetic is the school of messengers. then it's nothing new. It exists in the time of the Greeks, at the time of the Egyptians. Thoth is Hermes. Then the Egyptian school was also angel training. Then it's the highest level of the apprentice can reach when they shift from a messenger of lies into a messenger of truth. Then the fifth agreement is be skeptical, which means don't believe me, don't believe yourself, and don't believe anybody else. But learn to listen. Don't believe me, don't believe yourself, don't believe anybody else. Speak not as a position, as a social position, to think I'm so intelligent that I don't believe anybody. No. It's because it's the truth. Everyone creates their own story. Everyone lives in their own dream. And we have the need to share, the need to ask. But I really don't know what's going on in your head or in anybody else's head. Then whatever you will tell me, it's just your story. Could be or not truth. I don't believe it, but I listen. I listen to your story. And when I listen to your story, I can understand you very well from where you're coming from. Then we can speak clearly. I can answer whatever you're asking if I want to answer. And I can give you if you want to receive, or vice versa. Then with the fifth agreement, you bypass all knowledge, which is one of the last obstacles of a warrior, we can say. When you cross knowledge, you find out that everything that you used to believe that was yours just fall apart. The whole construction, the whole reality that you create cannot sustain any longer. Then you see how futile is all those beliefs, but you also can see that that creation of the whole language is perfect and is beautiful, and this is the only way that we have in order to communicate with the rest of the humans. And that is exactly the reason why we create a language for communication, that we can understand each other. But once you pass knowledge, you see that in every agreement that you made, in every concept that you have, you invest your faith in every concept. Investing your faith means that you give your personal power in everything that you believe. And you give all your personal power, then your entire belief system have all your power, and in a certain moment of your life is the belief system who rules your life. Because by that time, when you finally create all your knowledge, everything that you believe, what is left in you is close to zero. That's what you can understand when, let's see, Jesus used to say, if you have a faith of a grain of something, I don't even remember.
Salt.
You can move mountains if you have that faith. And that's absolutely true, because we invest all our faith in what we believe. In what we believe, more than 85% or 90% is nothing but lies. And we become slaves of all those lies. We become trapped by knowledge, when knowledge is our creation. And it's only truth because we agree, not because it's truth. Then with the fifth agreement, you break completely knowledge. You know, in that book, the last one that I wrote, The Voice of Knowledge, you can see knowledge face to face. and you understand your faith and knowledge in that book. Well, with the fifth agreement, you go beyond that knowledge. Then what you face after that is death, which everybody really is dead, but we are not aware of that. Because we find out that everything that is created has an end. Everything that has a beginning has an end. Which means that death begins in the beginning and finishes in the end of all matter. Then creation is happening all the time. It's happening right here and right now. And it's always right here and right now. Then once we cross knowledge and we accept it, then we no longer have the need to know. We don't have the need to understand. Because when we face knowledge, we face the biggest fear that humans have. And the biggest fear that humans have is the fear of the unknown. Once we face knowledge, we find out that the unknown is ourselves. And that's the reason why I cannot tell you what I really am, because I don't know. And even more than that, I don't care to know. It's not important to know. I just accept it. I am the unknown. And even by saying that, it's not exactly truth, because I'm using words to explain it, but those words is understandable for whoever speaks English and to any other language if they translate it to that language, because that comes directly from my integrity and go directly to everybody else's integrity. That at a certain point, we don't need words. It's like just by doing. Do I need words to tell you? You can feel it. And you can make a whole story about this. But whatever story you do is not truth. This is truth. Then this is truth. This is truth. I am truth. You are truth. Everything that exists is truth. Everything that we perceive is not exactly truth, but it's a copy of truth, which is good enough to what I say a little before, a relative truth. It's not really a lie, because a lie is a distortion of the truth. That's what is a lie. And distortion keep going bigger and bigger and bigger until it's completely different than the truth, or completely different of the relative truth. Then this is the fifth agreement. It comes from the angel training.
Nice.
The highest point in any hermetic school. I'm not talking about Greek, Toltec, Mexicas, or anything. It's humanity. All humanity. And it's always changing. Always, always changing. And it's part of the beauty. And it's changing because life is pushing matter all the time. We call it life. That is really unknown. We just see the effects of life but we can feel the cause because we are that cause. And that's the fifth agreement. And it's Don Jose and myself. It's nice. my son's first book.
Beautiful.
And it's already done. It's just in the hand of the editor right now. Then by the end of this year, it will be in the stores.
Beautiful. And this weekend, what are you presenting?
Well, I think I will call it Help Me to Change the World, but really can be anything, whatever direction it takes. Because I never prepare anything, really. It just come out, whatever needs to come out.
Yes, depending on who's there. Yeah.
Well, it's going to be full, of course.
But in terms of the collective energy, do you find that?
Like wherever I go is love, honey. Wherever I go. It's nothing but love. The words is just to communicate with the other minds in the language that they understand. But what is important is the presence, yes, to feel truth. And we call it love. To feel love. And we are going to Teotihuacan for a big gathering, something that we used to call Circle of Fire.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. On August 24th to the 27th?
Yes, this is in English, and in Spanish is from the 28th to the 1st or something like that.
And this is a journey that's going to be with your family as well.
Yes.
Beautiful.
And many of the teachers who learn with me.
Nice. At the Pyramid of the Sun.
Yes.
And if people want to find out more about this, where can they go to find out more about this
particular
event?
It's www.miguelruiz.com.
Okay. So they can find out registration information.
Everything. They find it there.
Beautiful. Thank you so
and
much.
It's almost sold out, but...
A few more seats.
Well, we are taking another hotel anyway.
Ah, okay.
We have already two almost completely full. And the third hotel will be full soon too.
Nice.
Because it's still 2 months, then many people...
Right, the last minute.
The last minute. Yeah.
They've come in.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us. And welcome to Tampa. This is wonderful that you're here.
It's home for me. It's beautiful. Well, wherever I go, it's really home. You know, it's a very beautiful dream. And that's the way I perceive it. Then I find love wherever I am because I am love. And all of you are really love too. Some of you know that you're love, but some others don't know, but everybody is really love. And when I ask them, please help me to change the world, it's another way to say, please help me to create heaven on your mind for you. Because we don't need to wait that the body, physical body died to go to heaven. We can be heaven right here and right now. And the whole thing is really about love. About relearning to love ourselves, to respect ourselves, and that way to love and respect everybody around us. Because respect, I can see, is the bridge that we use to connect peacefully with everybody around us and mainly with ourselves.
It's a very important aspect.
Well, definitely, yes.
When you have respect for someone, there's also compassion in there. There's always love. It's a mixture of...
Well, it's the whole thing, honey. It's everything. But everything begins with yourself. Because within yourself is that main character of your story. And if you don't love the main character of your story, which means what you believe you are, how can you pretend to love anybody else? Because it's easy to go and say to somebody, hey, I love you, but then you punish them. You hurt them. you don't respect them.
It always comes back to us as individuals.
Yes, it's always been there.
It's beautiful.
It's always been you. It's your dream, it's your story, it's your heaven or your hell. Whatever you create is yours, is your creation. And that's what makes an artist. And what makes you a messenger is the communication that you have with everybody around you, but mainly with yourself. Because when my son, let's see, he asked to everybody what kind of messenger you are, what kind of message that you give to the people that you say you love, what is the message that you give to your beloved, to your parents, to your children, to your brothers, your sisters, your friends, what is the message that you give to your community, to your country, to humanity? But most important of all is what kind of message that you give to yourself.
Gorgeous. That's beautiful.
That's angel training.
Nice.
He was programmed to come with me this time, but for other reasons he stayed in San Diego.
Ah.
He had many other things to do.
And he's doing music, right?
Yes.
Yes.
You know, this is very interesting because it's not just the voice, but it's the music. He told me, Father, I think that if I do music, it's easy to remember the words and people repeat the music. Then that really will help them in the angel training. And he created a beautiful band. It's Don Jose and the Circle of Shadows. To just create a record a CD.
Nice.
It's so beautiful. And I think that will be for sale these days that we're going to be here in
in
Florida. That everybody can get one and make it part of their life.
Cool. And then maybe next time he can come and actually perform.
I think he will.
That would be gorgeous.
When we come back, we'll say, I want to come back with him, and I want to see him in action.
Nice.
You
Thank
know,
you.
You have a beautiful presence. And also my older son, Miguel, Tom Miguel Ruiz Jr., he's a very great master too. And there's many other of the people that I teach, that they're teachers also. They're also teaching a lot of people all around the States and in other countries also. And it's working.
Spreading the word.
Step by step, but it's working.
Hopefully we get someone into the Middle East.
I think there are some there already.
Some angel messengers.
Oh, there's
yes.
a lot of messengers.
Because
it's a different tradition, not just only one tradition.
Yes.
Even that is exactly the same. Because the message comes from the same place anyway. Then it doesn't matter if they're Buddhist or Islam or Jewish or other kind, it doesn't matter. We are exactly the same. And knowledge comes from the same place. We create that knowledge and we use it to explain, to give a message. Then we all are angels, really. Believe it or not, you're a messenger, you're an angel. When you have awareness, then you're a different kind of angel.
Then you can really fly.
Oh, we fly all the time. Our imagination can go anywhere.
Beautiful.
Any place. Everything is possible.
That's beautiful. It's awesome to hear this. It's very timely that people really have the desire to start to move in these directions. There's an opening that feels like it's happening right now, and this is perfect timing for it to come in.
Yes, a question that almost wherever I go they ask me is about the year 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar. many people want to believe this is the end of the world, is the apocalypse, is there a big destruction? Well, it's just the end of one calendar and the beginning of one cycle. It's just like every year, December 31st is the last day of the year, January 1st is the beginning of the next year. Then it's at the end of a cycle of a calendar that it was for a few thousands of years, in the beginning of a new cycle. Then people keep asking and asking about what is the meaning of that. But I say, well, there is no meaning, but let's give a meaning. Because we can give any meaning we want to.
Mm-hmm.
And let's give it a very new meaning.
Fresh.
Let's say that for December 21st, 2012, is the end of the superstition, the end of the fanaticism, the end of all those lies, and the beginning of the truth. Then my San Jose, he's going to do a big retreat in Chichen Itza, in the Maya land, for December 21st, 2012. And he already started to come down, and we start spreading more and more about the new meaning.
Nice.
For the end of the Mayan calendar. Let's finish the superstition, let's end with all the fanaticism, and let's begin to be authentic, to be what we really are. Let's shift from be angels of lies into angels of truth. No more lies. And that's the meaning that we want to give to this Mayan calendar.
Beautiful. That's an opening then.
An opening.
It's an opening of possibilities.
It's the return of the truth.
Yes, there's been so much dogma and definitely a lot of superstitions that something terrible is going to happen. So people live in fear for no reason.
Exactly, just like the Y2K. That's why I don't believe anybody else.
Yes,
don't
that's
believe
a good one.
But learn to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not be blind, learn to listen. Because the whole thing is about awareness, to be aware.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome, honey.
Namaste.
You have all my love, honey.
Thank you. Likewise.
We've been speaking with Don Miguel Ruiz, worldwide best-selling author of several books, including The Four Agreements and The Mastery of Love. And for more information on Don Miguel Ruiz, you can go to miguelruiz.com. That's MIGUELRUIZ.com.